Stock Arweva Volleyball right now. Joining us is head coach Kara Peter, of course, in her first season with the Rockets as the head coach, as they continue to show improvement, taking on both Booyer Valley and Cam since the last time we talked. And coach, as always, appreciate you joining us here today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
You bet, Coach. Mentioned you showed improvement. You took on one of the top teams in the league in Booyer Valley to wrap up last week, and you know, was right there in two of the three sets and almost got that second set. So what did you see from the girls last Thursday?
It was exciting to see their confidence grow. That was something we've kind of been having issues with so far, so it was really exciting to see that. I also think we controlled the serve and pass game in that game very well, so that's promising as well.
Who stood out for you serving-wise, and then who played well in serve-receive as well?
I think shout-out to Jasmine. She has worked really hard this season. She's coming in and just serving rockets, playing super confidently, and then back in serve-receive, she's just sticking it. So she's doing a great job.
What do you think's been the biggest reason the confidence jump for her this year?
I think it's because we have been very competitive in the DS role, and her stepping up and earning that position, like, no one got their positions handed to them, so she really had to earn it. And I think knowing that she worked that hard and earned her position really helped her confidence.
As a, you know, young lady that was a great hitter in high school and at Drake as well, what have you seen from the girls at the net so far and the improvement with them? Because it looks to me like you're balanced. You got about five or six girls that can really swing pretty well.
Yeah, that's super exciting. So we've taken the time to really work on hitting, and now if they make an error, they look at me and they're like, oh, I did this, or it was this or something. So it's really cool that they can recognize what's happening and now that they know how to fix it. So now we've kind of got that. We're fine-tuning the confidence thing, and from here on out, I think we'll really be pretty effective in our hitting.
If I remember correctly, you spent a lot of time early on defense. Has that kind of focus shifted over a little bit more to the offensive side of things?
Yes, we focus a lot on our serving and passing, and we're still focusing on our serving, but not so much on our passing anymore. We're trying to get, or like passing and defense, we're trying to get more offense because we know our defense is behind us to pick up that ball, but we're trying to have our offense be able to put that ball away a little sooner.
What's been the most impressive thing? You mentioned here a moment ago about being able to look at you and say what they did wrong, but what's been the most impressive thing you've seen in the confidence in swinging so far?
That it earlier this season we would have error back to back, and then we'll get a big hit and they'll go crazy and they'll have an error and then they'll get it back with a big hit. So our confidence is staying up there and we aren't compounding errors, and the girls are making changes a lot faster and not letting those errors get down on them so much.
Coach, Tuesday you guys hosted Cam. First two sets really close. Third one was tight as well, but had some chances the way it sounded in that first couple of sets. Is it still a group that's still maybe learning how to win, and especially in tight sets?
Oh, for sure. We're definitely, because looking at the last year's record, they didn't win a lot, and that's just something everyone knows. That's the truth. That's just not being harsh, not me being harsh, but they just aren't used to winning. So when it comes to getting in this close set, they got to find it within themselves to kind of just push through.
Where was the growth that you saw from Thursday against Booyer Valley to the Tuesday match against Cam, as again, you continued to show growth?
Our composure on the court, like, a big thing for me is team culture and confidence. And when good things happened, we were composed. When bad things happened, we were composed. And that really helped our energy in the game not fluctuate so much. We were very locked in. It looked great. Some of the best we've played all year.
You mentioned Jasmine and the way she's come on this year. Who else have you seen grow maybe here in these last couple of weeks?
I've seen Morgan Berg grow a lot. We're asking her to do a lot as a six-row player, so it's really hard to focus on all parts of your games and do it really well. But she's been growing as a hitter, hitting hard. She's doing a great job, but also back in the back row, she's putting up 8 to 10 digs a game, which is phenomenal. I've also seen Emma Lighting step up. She's not used to the libero role, and I'm hard on her in a way that she can handle, but I'm like, I want you to take everything because I know you can.
Coach, probably the busiest week of the season so far for you and the girls. It just happens to be homecoming week this week as well, but you had the match Tuesday coming up tonight as we talk on a Thursday morning. You host a very good Coon Rapids team that right now leads the conference, and then Saturday you head to West Harrison for a tournament. Some of the other teams that will be there will be Maple Valley, Anthonoto, Charter Oak, Ute, Siouxland Christian, West Harrison, of course, Woodbine, and Booyer Valley. So some of the teams out of your conference, and then a couple of non-conference teams as well. What do you want to see tonight with Coon, and then what do you want to see Saturday at the tournament?
Well, we know Coon is a very strong team. They're playing very well. So for my girls, so much they know that. I just don't want them to get in their heads. I'm going to not really go too much on about Coon and what they can do. I just really want to focus on us and our game and what we can do to improve our game instead of trying to change to stop Coon.
Where's the biggest areas you want to see the girls grow tonight then against Coon Rapids?
Hopefully controlling our, if we get the chance to receive a free ball, it's controlled a little more, but also sticking our digs. Like if we get a block up and we're stopped on defense, they'll put it in our laps. And if we can put it straight up and control that, then I think we have a chance to use our offense a little bit.
If I remember correctly, second tournament, weekend tournament for you guys coming up this year. You were at Ridgeview early. Where do you expect to see the growth, and what do you think the differences will be from that tournament to the tournament Saturday at West Harrison?
Well, I know our girls are going to be tired, but it'll really be exciting to see how they can push through, because we are playing teams in our conference, more our size, that kind of thing, teams that we can compete with. And now that we have a few games under our belt and we're more confident, more comfortable on the court next to each other, it's going to be really exciting to see if we can push through in the tight games.
Well, Coach, as always, we know how busy you are, so we appreciate you joining us here today. Best of luck for the rest of this week, and we look forward to catching up with you again next week.
Yes, thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Kara Peter again with the Arweva volleyball team.